With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration's Make America Healthy initiative faces strong opposition, but Senator Eric Schmidt says those critics shot down all questioning when they were in charge.
It's their apparatus to exert power and to silence people and to cloak themselves in the science, the settled science, which, by the way, as a concept is a total joke. The idea is, of course, the scientific method is to always be questioning assumptions. And that's what we're doing right now because we've been lied to for so long.
A proposed fine of more than $3 million has been announced against Boeing.
The FAA's proposed fine of $3.1 million against Boeing is for safety violations that occurred from September 2023 through February 2024. They include one related to a jetliner losing a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. The FAA says it has identified hundreds of quality system violations at the 737 factories of Boeing and its subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it's reviewing the proposed penalty. The company put in place a safety and quality plan last year under FAA oversight. I'm Mike Hempen.
As big tech's data centers continue to grow, threatening to overload U.S. electricity grids, policymakers are considering bumping the energy-hungry data centers off grids during power emergencies. Texas moved first to try to protect residents in the data center hotspot from another deadly blackout like the winter storm of 2021 when dozens died. Lawmakers there passed a bill in June that orders up standards for power emergencies when utilities must disconnect big electric users. Now the concept is emerging in the 13-state mid-Atlantic grid and elsewhere as massive data centers are coming online faster than power plants can be built. This is SRN News. The center of global evangelicalism has moved.
According to a report from the World Evangelical Alliance, the Global South is now the place where the movement has the most adherents and is growing the fastest. The Global South is defined as Africa, Asia, and Latin America. In fact, the country with the largest number of evangelical Christians is no longer the U.S., it's China. And how many evangelicals are there on Earth? Depending on the definition of the term, perhaps as many as 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city and a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBTQ people. Out of the lawmakers who attended the meeting, 71 voted against the bill, 14 approved it, and one abstained. This is SRN News. A new poll surveys Americans on poverty and homelessness.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
Heat records are being challenged across the central U.S. this weekend. Forecasters warned that in the last week of summer, temperatures could hit the upper 90s from Louisiana to Wisconsin through Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com.